They're also talking about the U.S. election today in Morocco. The country on Africa's northwest corner is perhaps the most Western-oriented Arab country. And right now, Morocco is also hosting the latest United Nations climate conference. Reporter Susan Phillips is covering the conference for us, and she's been speaking with people attending the conference, as well as local Moroccans, asking how they feel about today's election.
On a large, dusty patch of ground across the street from Marrakesh's old walled city, huge circus tents have been set up. About 25,000 people are expected to attend the UN's annual Climate Action Summit here over the next 2 weeks. And when it comes to climate change, everyone seems to agree that whoever wins the race for the White House matters. A lot.
It's a big boy. Whatever the U.S. does, it reverberates around the world.
That's South African delegate Happy Kambule. He may not be able to vote in the U.S. elections, but he did watch two of the three presidential debates this fall.
Interesting, to say the least.
No surprise. Kambule says the debates didn't give him a good sense of where the candidates stand on policy. But like everyone else at this conference, he knows that Hillary Clinton wants to continue the climate agreements and policies President Obama has signed on to, and that Republican Donald Trump wants to reverse course.
And obviously, if it is the Republican candidate, it would bring some a greater level of uncertainty.
Another conference attendee, Marie-Paul Lusaba, from the Democratic Republic of Congo, also hopes Clinton wins. But not just because she thinks it'll be better for the climate.
A woman in charge is better. Because we are the one, we go in to fix things, and we are more effective.
Lusaba's excitement about a woman in the White House is heard over and over again from female conference attendees, as well as Moroccan women.
I'm proud of her, okay?
Moroccan college student Fadela Abidullah says she's followed Clinton's career since she was a kid. Abidullah and her friend Mabruka Haitsala are part of a large group of students helping out with the conference. They say there is no one in Morocco who wants to see Trump win.
We just never imagined that Trump will be in a president, and that's the point. So
we are women and want women to win.
Yes.
We support women.
Women I've met here are generally far more likely to support Clinton because she's a woman than the women I've interviewed back home in the U.S. But it's not just a gender thing. The Moroccans I spoke with just think Clinton is more qualified, both in terms of experience and temperament.
We know something about Clinton family and about the history. About Trump, I have no idea about him. This is a very important period for all the American people and for the world.
Sana Mabuji works in a hotel along with her friend Bata Megda, who is also rooting for Clinton.
Because she knows a lot of things about politics, and because she likes Muslims, different religion, and she's a political woman. We support women in the world.
College student Youssef Raoul agrees. If he were an American citizen, the choice would be easy.
Hillary Clinton, it's not racist like Trump.
Most of the people I've spoken with here not only support Clinton, they also think she'll win. But Tomas Ayusu, a Honduran journalist covering the climate conference, worries that the rifts exposed by the election campaign won't heal even if Clinton does win. He went to school in the U.S. and worries deeply about what he's seen this past year.
I don't recognize the United States that I moved into to the one that exists now. Just the disbelief in the project. I think that those are the people that really do not believe in America as a whole anymore. They don't think it's working out.
For The World, Susan Phillips, Marrakesh.
Susan's reporting from Marrakesh is supported by a grant from the International Reporting Project.